You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Keith Alexander, not James Edwards, but James has handed me the mic so I can introduce one of our favorite guests. We're glad to have him back on the cesspool. Roger Devlin is a wide-ranging, vigorous intellect who tackles a variety of topics in top scholarly journals, particularly paleoconservative journals like the Occidental Observer and the website The Last Ditch. But he is perhaps best known for his analysis of the sexual revolution, one of the signal triumphs of liberalism over the past 70 years, and its effect on the institution of marriage and male-female relationships in the West generally and in America in particular. He is an internet sensation, folks. There's no other way to describe him than that. He's a scholar of the first rank, and it is definitely our pleasure to have him back on the show. Roger, it's great to have you back.
Hello, Keith. Glad to be back.
And Roger, I would just echo the point that a caller had made at the end of the first hour, that in a decent society, you would be the go-to guy on any of the alphabet soup television networks when it comes to discussing male-female relations in the age of Obama and the age of radical feminism. I'm going to toss it over to Keith to get this line of questioning opened up.
Okay. Let me start out this way, if I could, Roger.
Yes.
I don't think a lot of people realize that the sexual revolution was as much a part of the liberal agenda for societal change as the civil rights movement.
Yes.
The homosexual rights movement is part of it. Mm-hmm. Abortion is part of it. And they all track back to the sexual revolution, the effort to make sexual relations recreation rather than procreation centered. And all of this has had an extremely negative effect on the institution of marriage. And your signal article on this is Sexual Utopia in Power. You've got Home Economics 1 through 4. You've got Rotating Polyandry and Its Adherents. All of these are excellent analyses of what ails American society. And as you point out, this is more than just a disappointment for human beings, particularly white people that want to get married. It has had a tremendously negative effect on birth rates, particularly white birth rates.
That's correct.
And this is the, this is right in our wheelhouse here at the Political Cesspool. So take it away, my friend. Tell us about it.
Well, you mentioned sexual utopia and power. I don't know if I've ever explained this publicly, but back in the 1980s, there was a history of the Soviet Union published under the name Utopia in Power. And so that's an intended reference in my essay. There is a close connection between sexual radicalism and other types of radicalism. The Bolsheviks were all feminists. The feminist and socialist movements were intimately connected throughout the 19th century. They're all part of the same general spiritual movement. And let's see where would you like me to begin?
Well, let's just talk. You were talking then about the left being behind this, and I think a lot of people don't really believe that. But as far as I'm concerned, they've intended all the mischief they have caused in male-female relations.
Betty Friedan was a communist. She was actually a member of, I think, the Communist Party USA.
Well, what about Herbert Marcuse, who is the primary popularizer of cultural Marxism in 50s and 60s America, who came up with make love, not war, and if it feels good, do it, little slogans like that. I think he had an article on repressive tolerance and about basically any type of sex that didn't result in childbirth, didn't result in conception of a human being, was what we need to be striving for. We need sexual gratification without the primary reason historically for sexual relations, which was procreation.
Yes, that's true. Now, I must say that I think that some people of the older generation have a confused idea about what's going on places like college campuses. There's really not as much free sex as people imagine. It's simply not true that the young men can all sleep with all the young women they want. We've gone from an early period of relative sexual liberation in the 70s when people figured out that they could do it without getting married first, to a very repressive system where a man might make a mistake with a young lady one night when perhaps both of them are drunk, and the next day finds out that he's being charged with being a rapist. This happens a lot on the campuses now. All the campuses.
And in fact, entering freshman women are mandated to attend seminars run by feminists, telling them how to entrap men with charges of date rape. Is that an exaggeration or not?
I had not heard that, but I can certainly believe it. I just been working a little bit on the crazy speech controls on college campuses in a review for American Renaissance. I hadn't seen that, but if you have any information, by all means, send it to me.
Well, it was happening at these college
programs are used to for anti-male anti-male inculcation, like. I've heard about talk about men as batterers being introduced to freshman girls the first day they get to school.
Well, there is definitely, as part of feminism, an effort to exalt consciousness of so-called domestic violence. They have passed a law, the Violence Against Women's Act, which basically offers money to local law enforcement agencies conditioned upon their success in finding and prosecuting successfully so-called domestic violence. So consequently, in this age of diminished resources for governmental activities, you can depend upon every law enforcement agency saying we've got a tremendous problem with domestic violence, so they can get more of this federal money.
That's the way it was in the Soviet Union. They had quotas. They had to arrest a certain number of people every month, and that's the way the whole domestic violence hoax works in America. There is no a judge has actually said this. I'm quoting directly from a federal judge. There is no wave or no problem or crisis with domestic violence in the country. There is an epidemic of hysteria about domestic violence.
Well, that's absolutely right. We've got
more than it's ever been before.
Well, that's right. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to delve more deeply into this particular cesspool after these words from our sponsors.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas. Easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Many of you have heard me talk about my vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this vigor stuff about? Well, vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called vigor. Would you like to improve your vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211 and take your free vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free vigor score test today.
We fought. We learned. We struggled. We won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Searching, searching, every night and day.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
Always great to have Roger Devlin on. Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. James Edwards and Keith Alexander. It's a crime that we only have Roger for one more segment. Eddie the Bombardier Miller is chomping at the bit. He's got a great topic coming up. After the next commercial break, but we're going to get right back to Roger and his signature issue, which is one of the most salacious and juicy that we cover, and no one is more qualified or better suited to cover it than our guest tonight. Keith, back to you.
Okay, Roger, as a lawyer, I can tell you that no-fault divorce was as important a linchpin for the triumph of liberalism in America as the Civil Rights Movement, as the Civil Rights Act of 64, the Freedom of Marriage Act, any of these things. And let me ask you, in light of that, describe hypergamy what hypergamy has done to the institution of marriage.
Yeah, I find myself, unfortunately, sometimes in pretty strong disagreement with a lot of conservatives and what they write about men-women issues. I think a lot of people with good values, good principles, take a kind of a gallant attitude toward women. They talk about women being naturally monogamous, and they like
and totally false, right?
That's right. It's you see, women more or less control this aspect of life. A woman
always have and always will.
Right. A woman produces 400 eggs in a lifetime. A man produces something like 12 million in an hour.
12 million sperm cells, right?
Yeah, sperm cells, and so it's something that women are largely responsible for. And when things go wrong, you got to chercher la femme. You know, you have to see what women are doing.
Ladies' choice, as they used to say.
Yes, yes. And this is the way it works in all of nature. Among animals, the female always controls mating, and what the males do is display in some way, whether it's by spreading their peacock's tail or button horns in the way rams do. And then the female chooses the one that she likes the best of all the displayers. And this is the way it is with women and men too, although it's in civilization, it's usually somewhat disguised by the institution of marriage. and courtship.
But of course, the institution of marriage has been knocked to its knees by the sexual revolution. Mm-hmm. Basically, marriage is now, in the eyes of many people, just an occasion to have a big wedding.
That's right. Yes, weddings have gotten bigger and more expensive as marriages have gotten weaker.
That's right. And marriage is no longer considered a covenant made before God, something
right.
that you strive to maintain, something that it is shameful and socially unacceptable to stray from. The divorce rate is well over 50% now, I think. And what has happened, I think, is that women, like you said, when monogamy and marriage are successfully attacked, we revert to the mating patterns of a baboon pack.
Yes.
Basically, women go for the best men, or what they perceive right. to be the best men, which are alpha males.
Right.
And men compete to be at the top. Women mate at the top. Men compete to be at the top.
Correct.
And now, added to the mix is the fact that the government will step in and subsidize the raising of children for women who try to grab the brass ring and fail with these alpha males. And meanwhile,
yeah.
ordinary, customary, standard issue men who were perfectly acceptable mates a generation or two ago are now being left on the sidelines. And
that's right. We have more bachelors in the West today than ever before in the past. What happens is a relatively small number of very successful or very good-looking men will go through maybe four or five women in the course of a lifetime, and the average man cannot find a wife, cannot even maybe find a girlfriend. And this is, of course,
or if
exactly
he finds one, he's going to lose her to an alpha male who happens into her life.
Right. This is the opposite of what you'll hear from a lot of Christian conservatives. They talk about the sexual revolution making it possible for men to prey upon women. This is not so. The institution of marriage forces women to take a man who hasn't already been taken. So what happens under the system of monogamy is that the most attractive men go fast, and they go usually to the most attractive women, and then the other women are forced to marry the other guys. And what they find out, of course, is that being an alpha male hardly makes any difference. Your chances for a happy marriage are probably better with an ordinary man.
Well, let me say this. You hear about alpha males and beta males, and
yeah.
beta male tends to be, in everybody's estimation, just the default category for everybody that's not an alpha male.
Mm.
And I would take issue with that. You know, there are a lot more characters in the Greek alphabet than two. You know, there's probably an omega male out there somewhere. That's the guy that's sleeping under the bridge.
I have heard that expression. Yeah. Yeah.
This guy that's sleeping under the bridge, I don't think he's getting a lot of action or a lot
of
play.
Right, right.
But the thing is, a true beta male is a rare bird, and he's really pretty near the top of the order. He's
right,
the guy
right.
that will stay in harness, support his wife and family in an uninteresting job, and is reliable, is stable, is everything that women profess to be looking for in a man, but they're actually not looking for it. They're looking for the thrill on the hill.
Excitement, yeah. No.
And women have these carnal desires that you pointed out that most of them are loath to acknowledge. They like to
yeah.
say that they're doing stuff. For example, they're with this guy because they knew him a long time, or, you know,
yeah.
They see all these nice characteristics. He's really a nice guy and whatnot.
Right, right.
But
right.
it's really an act of self-deception on their part.
Yes, yes.
Now, tell us, what has hypergamy done, and how is that affecting marriage? I was watching the movie Shane the other night, which involves an eternal triangle, and I noticed...
Yeah.
that the man who was not married and the woman who was married, they struggled mightily in that movie not to act upon their carnal instincts.
Sure.
And, of course, in today's world, that would be the most stultifying thing that could possibly occur to somebody, right?
Oh, sure. Somebody made a version, somebody made a movie of The Scarlet Letter a few years ago that glamorized the adultery.
Right.
Yeah, I believe that was there was a movie like that. You may be referring to the one I'm thinking of, which was Easy A with Emma Stone. One of the, I guess, teen movies of the year. Roger, listen, very, very interesting topic. I mean, there's not a man or a woman listening who can't relate in some shape, form, or fashion to male and female relations and desires and things of that nature. Certainly, our audience might not be among those who fit into the kind of behavior patterns that y'all have been discussing tonight, but we all know people who have or can.
Mm-hmm.
We would like to have you back soon. It's been far too long since your last appearance. I thoroughly enjoyed the conversation that you and Keith had together and would like to have you back at your earliest opportunity. We'll talk to you off the air about that.
All right. Good talking to you, Jim.
Roger Devlin, everybody. Checking him out on the internet. And I think Keith may be calling you after the next commercial break. Hang on.
Yeah, I'd like to call you back and set you up for some more because, you know, 30 minutes is just not enough time to get into this thing the way it needs to be handled.
And that being said, folks, stay tuned. We're going to shift gears. Still plenty more to come. You're listening to the top 10 rated political cesspool radio show in this country and around the world on the internet. And we're only halfway through tonight's live broadcast, the 1st of March. Stay tuned.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
The Occidental Quarterly fills a unique niche in bringing together scholarly articles on a wide range of topics that are mired in political correctness elsewhere. It is edited by Professor Kevin McDonald, who's no stranger to listeners of the political cesspool. There are quite a few reasons for the precarious state of our civilization and our people, but one of the main ones is that we have lost the intellectual and moral high ground to a cultural elite that is hostile to our people and our culture. Those of us who are politically aware must understand that the elites dominating culture and the political process in the West are intellectually and morally bankrupt. TOQ is the key. Digital download subscriptions are only $30 a year. Subscriptions by first-class mail are only $60 a year. Go to TOQonline.com and click on Subscribe Now. In addition to receiving fascinating and informative articles, you will also be supporting the work of scholars who are part of a community defending our people and our culture with the highest level of integrity and intellectual sophistication. That's TOQonline.com. Subscribe now.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, folks, we have 30 minutes here to talk about a story that Eddie the Bombardier Miller says he is more pumped up and fired up over than any that he has ever covered on the political cesspool. And I guess the question is, will Obama start World War III over the Crimea? That's what's going on over in Russia and the Ukraine. Basically, in the Council of Conservative Citizens has just a short synopsis of what's going on here. The Autonomous Republic of Crimea is 10,000 square miles and fewer than 2 million people. 60% of it is Russian. The other are minority groups. It is the most pro-Russian district of the Ukraine, and it occupies most of the Crimean Peninsula. The rest of the peninsula is the Russian city of Sevastopol. It has about 375,000 people and is an important Russian naval base. As tension and riots rage in the Ukraine, armed pro-Russian militias have set up encampments on the bridges connecting Crimea to the rest of Ukraine. Ukraine is deeply divided between Russians and Ukrainians. Russians make up only 17% of the population of Ukraine, but are a vast majority, in several of the areas, such as the Crimea Peninsula, which we're talking about now. Obama is accusing Russia of preparing to invade the Crimean Peninsula. In fact, the members of the Russian parliament have talked about annexing the peninsula. Obama is now threatening Russia, and the media is cheering him on. Both Republicans and Democrats are siding with Obama against Russia. I saw Sean Boehner and Eric Cantor both gave him all-encompassing power to do whatever the president wants to do with Russia. They're hell-bent on starting a conflict with Putin and the pro-Christian government of Russia. And you look at this area that's in question, 90% of them speak Russian in some of these areas. They are culturally Russian. They're biologically Russian. They want to be part of Russia. They don't want anything to do with the decadent and immoral and sadistic Western countries like America and many of those in Western Europe. They want to come home to the motherland. And with that, I turn it over to Eddie.
I'll tell you what, my spirit son is right. I'm so pumped. I just hope I can keep it straight. Let me start with this right here. Russia has a white president in Vladimir Putin. He is ethnic Russian. He is Christian. He is pro-sanctity of marriage. He is all the good things that we identify with here in America. Of course, he has a few faults, probably, but who doesn't? But let me tell you what. Putin went before the Russian parliament and got permission to go in to protect the vast number of Russian citizens in the Crimean region. I couldn't do it on this show right here, but the geopolitics of that region is Russia has been there much longer than anybody in the West or anywhere else in the world. The United States has no business there. Russia got permission from the parliament, not like this mulatto illegal alien we have here stinking up the White House, folks. I mean, we got this clown in the White House just writing executive orders, invading God only knows where. Look, Obama is threatening to get Putin out of the Ukraine. Well, I'll tell you what, if I was Putin, I'd tell him to go straight to hell. I'd say, let me tell you what, something, mulatto. When you get out of Iraq, get out of Iran, get out of Pakistan, get out of Afghanistan, get out of Libya, get out of Cuba with your Guantanamo naval base, get out of Panama, get out of South Korea, get out of Vietnam, get out of Germany, get out of Japan, the Philippines, Spain, ad nauseum, you go to hell. I mean, I cannot believe the hypocrisy of this clown in the White House and these doting fools in the Washington, D.C. I mean, they're so worried. I just cannot believe that. I'm going to tell you what started this right here. I was talking to some engineers. I was telling James, my son James, about this about a week ago. I was at a coffee shop, one of my favorite coffee shops here in Memphis. I was talking to three engineers from the EPA here in Memphis, and they filled me on some stuff I didn't know, some of the details. What we have over there in Ukraine, we have what we have repeated over and over and over, hundreds of times. We have the American and the British Black Ops Intelligence over there, a.k.a. the CIA, MI5, MI6. They go over there and they pay these ne'er-do-wells to go out in the street and riot and raise Cain. And the Russian people, the Ukrainian people, want to go, just like James said, they identify with Russia. The European Union is trying to surround the Soviet Union. That's what they're trying to do. And the European Union had tried to offer this sweet deal to the Ukrainians. They're going to give them loans and stuff like that. Well, see, Russia came in and gave them not promises and not bogus paper, but it's giving them oil at cut rate prices, much cheaper than we get here. They're giving them loans and giving them grants. They've already done that. And they're offering them protection against the Western people. The deposed leader of Ukraine, who was run out by all the CIA British-induced mafia terrorist, guess where he's holding up? He hates Russia so bad. He's holding up. He's taking refuge in Russia, and he's damning the Western powers to hell. I'm just like James. I identify a lot more with Russia, with my white brothers in Russia, than I do the scumbag Zionist people that lead in our government. Well, get kind of carried away here, folks. That's one of the reasons that they rioted over there. And I tell you what, I may be going on a limb here, but I'm a combat medic, and I'm going to tell you what. If the crap hits the fan, I would not be doing battle for these Zionist bankers. I'm going to tell you something else, something I left out. Guess what Putin did when he came in 2006, folks? He paid off the Rothschilds, a.k.a. Jewish bankers. He paid that Russia was in debt up to their eyeballs. And they also kicked out all the Jewish patriarchs that owned 90% of the oil in the Soviet Union. Nowadays Russia, they had a stranglehold on the throat of the natural resources in Russia. Well, Putin, being a good ethnic Christian Russian he is, he kicked the sorry dogs out. And you know, just like Churchill said in World War II, and prior to that, he said that the Jews had Russia by the head, with two hands, slamming the Russian people's head against the wall. And that's exactly what's going on there. Putin kicked the Jews out. He kicked the Zionist bankers out. He's a Russian for Russia, and they don't have a central bank there. Listen, that's the whole thing behind this, folks. The international Zionist Jews have hated, the only people they hate worse than Germany, I guess, would be the Russians. That was the whole story in World War II. The Zionist bankers financed Russia and Germany, just like they financed the North and the South here in this country during our invasion of the country. And I'm going to tell you something else, Mr. Mulatto President. If you're so worried about Russia going in and occupying Ukraine, why don't you get the hell the federal forces out of the former Confederate States of America? Look what happened to the Confederate States of America in Lincoln's War. We had a bunch of thugs, a bunch of banker theocracies coming to the South and rape and pillage and murder and torture. My brother Keith the other day just said, or maybe it was our brother Henry, satellite photos to this very day show a swath of destruction, I guess 40, 50, 60 miles wide, that still shows up in satellite photos in the state of Georgia, that these glorious, honorable Yankee SOBs came in and just treated us worse than we would rats. And then this sorry hypocritical clown is going to come in there and denounce the Russians for doing that. You know what? God help me. If they start a war with our white brothers over there, I hope they sink every stinking carrier we have. I do. Now, I'm going to turn over to my son, boy. Man, I got to cool off. This has really got me rocking, folks.
I'm shaking the hand of the puppet here. I mean, look, this guy is a grizzled it's sweating. He's literally sweating and shaking over here because of the hypocrisy that the Obama administration has shown. I couldn't agree with Eddie Moore on this part of his – we'll call it a rant. It was a righteous rant. It's a rant that comes from a healthy and rationally thinking place. But here's the thing. He is absolutely right. It's like I said earlier. How can Obama criticize Russia's stand on homosexuality? How can he consider that to be immoral when he allows the slaughter of 50 million unborn children here and those who are murdered every day? That's a good thing. It's righteous and healthy to abort your own children, but it's unhealthy to take a biblical view of homosexuality. That's according to Obama. But what Eddie said that was so right, to cut to the chase, is how could he dare say that Russia doesn't have the authority, unlike anything Obama's ever done of substance,
Putin actually went through the parliament to get the right to act there in Crimea. These people want to be part of Russia. It's a totally different ballgame than all of these countries that America has set up an illegal occupation force. I mean, why are we still in Korea? Why are we still in Germany? Why are we still in all of these countries? Why are they getting foreign aid? Why are there American military bases there? We're not at war anywhere. I mean, you could say we're fighting a guerrilla war in the Middle East of our own choosing, but why are we in all of these other countries? Why are we in Vietnam still? You know? So this is the thing. Let's think about it. Let's talk about it more after the break.
Let's hang on and come back to the political cesspool right after these messages here on the Liberty News Radio Network.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution. The Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0° sleeping bag. This comfortable family-sized sleeping bag can hold two adults and one child, or four young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Welcome back to the political cesspool. Put Eddie on some oxygen. Got him, an ice pack, and he's cooled down a little bit. But fired up for understandable reasons, and many of them, about the situation, the American diplomacy towards Russia with regards to this situation, the utter hypocrisy that pretty much just dictates everything that our government and media does. We're going to get to Matt the Copperhead in just a second. We love him, and we're so thankful that he's patient enough with us to indulge us. But getting back to this very quickly, Putin and Obama. You know, every time I watch them have any sort of exchange, whether it be an in-person meeting or trading barbs via the global press, Putin just manhandles this guy. I mean, I'm not saying that because I'm pro-Putin and anti-Obama. You know, I can give the devil his due. I can say, you know, listen, what, you know, liberal Jewish elements have done is a stroke of genius. I can give credit to people with whom I disagree with regards to their savvy and ability to get control of certain things and use them for their benefit. So I can give someone that I oppose ideologically credit when it is due. So I'm not dogging Obama with regards to the way he stacks up against Putin because I have a preference between the two, even though I certainly do. But no, Putin manhandles this guy. I mean, it's like watching an NBA team go up against a JV team in high school. It's just ridiculous. So I'm sure that Putin is watching Obama puff his chest from the safety of the White House and threaten him with, you know, a predictable reaction of how ridiculous it is that he would be threatened by such a man. But it also comes to the American people. And I'm sure Putin knows, as you do, Eddie, and has thought about, you know, this is the American government telling us to stay out of an area where we have a historical connection to and a cultural tie to the people. They speak our language. They are our, you know, blood, while the American government is just all over everywhere, all over creation, unconstitutionally, all these military bases all over the world. And Obama's going to tell Putin he can't go into an area that's his own. You know, and the American people, though, this is what we were talking about. You know, back even as late as World War II, you had the Charles Lindbergh, the America First Committee with Charles Lindbergh. I agree with Pat Buchanan entirely. World War II was absolutely unnecessary. American involvement should have never occurred in that war. But you had people wise enough then to know that. Here, it's like you said, even amongst Christians, they'll say, oh, yeah, well, man, we got to go get Putin, man. Oh, yeah. You know, the American people, you know, it, certainly it doesn't surprise me that both parties are complicit in ganging up on Russia, because we know that they both are owned and controlled by the same powers that be. But yeah, the American people, you know, the American people should be siding with Russia on this one. I don't know how else to say it.
Thank you very much, son. Just well spoken. I've cooled down just a little bit. People, I apologize if I get too worked up. This has really, really got me worked up. I just cannot believe my eyes. Listen, another note. Before I just kind of briefly summarizing, we got a precious caller who's been waiting forever. Listen, it's not Russia that's sending drones out to wedding parties and killing men, women, children, grandmothers, grandfathers, great-grandfathers, great-grandmothers, nursing babes sucking at their mom, 12-year-old boys. It's the United States, and they're doing it in my name, and I totally deplore that. I detest that. They're sending drones everywhere. Tell me one day when we hadn't sent a drone and killed innocent people. Excuse me, it's collateral damage. And a lot of times they're just worthless stinking Muslims, so they don't count, they're not human. Well, I'm going to tell you what's going on over there, the way the Western Black Ops went in and stir up the Ukrainians, here's what I like to see. We need to have the KGB to come up here and stir up these millions and millions and millions of Mexicans in this country and have the Mexicans storm the White House and demand that we move the capital from that stinking hellhole in Washington, D.C., and move the American capital to Mexico City. Hey, I'll go for that. You know, let's do that. If it's good enough for the CIA to go in there into the Ukraine and try to kick the ethnic Russians out of ethnic Russia, where they've been there forever, they have the only deep water seaport that the Russians have that they can get to the Mediterranean and to the rest of the world for trading in the Black Sea and the Sevastopol area. That's what we need to do. We need to have the KGB over here doing in kind what the CIA did. Amen. Now, listen, I'm gonna kind of summarize this up, hit a few points, and then we're going to go to the Copperhead, one of our buddies. Listen, the Rothschild bankers had total complete control in the Rothschild industrialists, known as, the 9 or the 11 Jewish patriarchs. The Zionist international bankers had a control, just like Churchill said, had the hold of the Russian people by the hair of the head. They had it both their hands on each side of their head, slamming their head against a brick wall. That's what Russia under Putin has kicked out. He's kicked out. He got rid of the suckers. Like, we need to do this country. James pointed out several times The only country in the history of the world that Zionists have not been kicked out. When they get in and they start sucking the blood of the American working people, sucking the blood of the people all over the world, our fellow white brothers, the United States of America is the only country in the world that has not kicked those parasites out. And I just hope I'll live long enough to see that happen. I certainly do, James. You know, and once again, just in summary, Putin went before the parliament. He didn't just write an executive order like this mulatto-in-chief in the White House here. He went through the due process of law. That's what he did. And he's defending his people. He's defending heterosexual marriage all over the world, what our country doesn't even do. He's over there trying to teach morals, that country over there. And we have a president over here saying that homosexuals have a right to do anything they want to do. You know what? Homosexual rights trumps religious rights in this country right now. You can no longer have a religious right and object to having a homosexual marriage in your church. You can't even have a bakery without having, you know, the stinking federal government come in on you and run you broke and try to put you in jail because you don't want to bake a cake for some homo. That's happened. We'll probably talk about that next week. And they're wanting to put people in prison for preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And folks, I've already taken up too much time. I'm going back to James right now. I'm gonna try to cool off.
We got to send him back over to the corner and get treated by the trainer. But no, Eddie's right about things, and I'm sure Eddie would agree with me. I know Eddie agrees with me with what I'm about to say. We're not advocating any sort of pogrom here in America or anything like that. All about restoration, not revolution, totally nonviolent. But Putin did it nonviolently, you see. And what we're talking about here is removing the globalist Zionist elements, or they don't even have to be Zionists. They could be, you know, if they're whatever, Protestants, whatever, if they're working for a global agenda and against the American people and the American Republic, they should be removed, you know, not by any means necessary, but just removed and replaced and, you know, go off to a happy retirement in Palm Beach or something. But and that's not to say that there aren't certainly Jews that agree with us, and we have Jewish guests on this program, and some of them are very right-thinking, and we like to work with those people, anybody that's right-thinking. But, you know, you can't, of course, objectively criticize a Jewish person in power. It becomes hate speech or anti-Semitic to do anything except lavish praise upon them. But just a little short clarification there. But, let's follow the Putin model with what he did to get America back for, what we see is ideologically sound, you know, Christian, conservative, constitutionally minded folks. Let's go to Matt the Copperhead without further ado. Matt, thank you for waiting. What can we do for you tonight, dear friend?
Hey, James, how's it going, brother and Mr. Miller?
It's getting hot in here tonight, Matt, I'm telling you.
I hear you. Once again, the bombardier is on target. Bombs away. Totally correct. My big question is, why can we not have our own ethnic Christian homeland in the South to be our own nation for white Christians, heterosexual people?
That's a hell of a question too, Matt. I mean, it's certainly not because other groups and racial subgroups can't have their own countries. Certainly every other racial group can have their own countries and are allowed, and it's great. And if you try to mess with the homogeneity of any of these countries, you know, it can't be done. But yeah, if you ask that whites be able to have it as well, well, of course, that's never going to happen because that's just too racist to even think of.
Right. And this goes way back, ever since the founding of the Russian Federation, we've been playing this game. We stole Kosovo from the Serbs, from the Serbian people. They faced us down in Iraq. The Russians, rightly so, it's been tit for tat, but it's finally coming to a head. And, I just read a report that the Ukrainian flagship pulled out of the Gulf of Aden on a NATO exercise, and they're flying the flag of St. Andrew in support of the
Russians. About that? Amen. I hadn't even heard that, Matt. You gave me news on that. I'm going to let Eddie respond to that.
Thank God that felt. Thank God Almighty. You know, Copperhead, another note, you know, these countries we were naming earlier, Libya, Iraq, Iran, ad nauseum. These countries specifically, guess what they were getting ready to do? And you probably know this. They were getting ready to go over to a gold-backed currency, and they were getting ready to demand, a good non-fiat currency for payment and for their oil. Every country that's ever done that, and we're going to talk about that more in the third hour, has wound up with the United States Marines and bombers and drones. But I'm going to shut up now because I don't hog up all the time. Copperhead, it's so wonderful to hear your voice. I'm going back to James now, Copperhead.
And I was just going to say and remind people what I said in the first hour. You know, we can't be experts on the geopolitical goings-on of Russia and Ukraine, but we know enough about the media to know that if it comes from an establishment media source, believe the exact opposite, and you'll be well on your way to understanding the situation. Copperhead, a final word from you.
Well, gentlemen, I think we're closer than ever to achieving our own homeland in the South, in the Southland. You know, in Tallahassee, they just had a billboard put up, secession billboard, very popular, good feedback. We will obtain it. I'm sure we will.
Well, we will see, and we will continue to fight until it's done. Thanks so much for calling in and for waiting, Copperhead. We'll talk to you again soon.
Bye-bye.
But don't go away. There's more to come right here on the Liberty News Radio Network.